Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great privilege to greet you on this occasion. The university has not yet opened its classes for 1964-65. Consequently, we're not overcrowded this morning. We do have approximately 5,000 freshmen on the campus, and they were all welcome, together with other students who might be here ahead of time. It was hard to predict just what our problem might be by way of attendance this morning. I'm glad you're so comfortable and we have so much room. You're indeed welcome. Would you please rise now for the singing of the national anthem, after which the Reverend David Deschler of the First Methodist Church of Tempe will offer the invocation and the prayer of dedication for the Grady Gamage Memorial Auditorium designed by the late Frank Lloyd Wright. The national anthem.
Let us pray. Lord of creation, architect of nature's infinite variety of sight and sound, we stand with humble hearts before the eternal mystery of creation itself. We express our joy that it has been given to us as humans to participate in life as co-creators with nature. In this unfolding universe, we have gathered as a community to celebrate the spirit of determined vision and fulfilled imagination symbolized in this great structure, which invites us to enter the place of art's celebration. Yet while we find ourselves joyful over this experience of creativity, we must remember other moments and confess that we have voted for the trite and mediocre when we have prejudged too quickly, criticized without imagination, and ridiculed out of thoughtlessness the finest artistic efforts of others. Forgive us for our stereotyped, tradition-bound folly. Accept this our act of gratitude for the persistent planning of Dr. Grady Gamage, for the distinctive design of Frank Lloyd Wright, for the definite detail of the architects and draftsmen, for the careful calculations of engineers, for the constant craftsmanship of laborers. Accept this our act of dedication of this place to the end that teachers may inspire appreciation for the cultural heritage and excellence of achievement, that speakers may challenge the curiosity and conscience of free minds, that composers and authors may be honored and respected by society, that performing artists may be afforded a responsive hearing, that players may bring the perspective of humor and the insights of human relatedness. This we pray in the high hope that dialogue between national and racial cultures in the universal languages of the arts will contribute to the sensibility and sanity in an atomic age. May we be ushered into the heart of reality time and time again as we celebrate here, giving applause not only to one another, but to the designer and creator of life itself. Amen.
This great enterprise has been community, state, nationwide, and even international in its scope. And it's with great appreciation that I acknowledge the presence of all of you, and especially those who have been kind enough to be seated on the platform this morning with us to receive our appreciation. In addition to those who will appear on the program of the day, there are a few who I must take a few moments to introduce to you at this time and acknowledge their kindness in being with us on this occasion. First, I should like to have the privilege of asking Grady Gamage Jr. if he would not stand and receive the appreciation of us on this occasion. We have another famous child of a famous father and mother with us, and I should like to ask Miss Giovanna Lloyd Wright if she would please stand. In that sound American tradition now of withholding applause until all have been introduced, I'd like to ask the following. Of course, you may overrule me. That's the privilege of the floor at any time. I'd like to present with our rich appreciation for many tasks well done the man who was acting president of the university following President Gamage, Dr. Harold D. Richardson and Mrs. Richardson, if they would please stand. Mr. John Moore, the mayor of the city of Tempe, and Mrs. Moore. I'm just going to name the spouse from this time and hope that if the wife is present, she will also rise and be recognized in the interest of time. Former Governor Ernest McFarland, state of Arizona. Former president of the Board of Regents and publisher of the Tucson Daily Star, Mr. William R. Matthews, Tucson. Former regent and president of the Board of Regents, the Honorable Lynn M. Laney of Phoenix, and Mrs. Laney. The president of the Arizona State University Foundation, Mr. J.C. Wetzler. Gentleman who was closely associated with Walter Bimpson and other citizens in assisting President Gamage in this enterprise, Mr. Lewis Ruskin. Superintendent of Instruction and member of the Board of Regents, Mr. and Mrs. W.W. Dick. The mayor of the city of Scottsdale, Mr. John Woodenberg. To say that Mayor Graham of Phoenix and the Mayor of Mesa sent regrets and others who cannot be with us today. I should like to present the resident architect who worked so hard and long with this project, Mr. John Rattenberry of the Taliesin Associated Architects. Mr. Guy Taylor, the distinguished conductor of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Ed Carson, the president of the Alumni Association. And the president of the Associated Students, Mr. Carl Walkner. There are many, many others who deserve introductions and our acknowledgement today, and I hope they'll forgive me if, in the interest of time, we forbear that opportunity and pleasure. I should like to convey the greetings of a number of distinguished people from our state and across the nation who've expressed regrets at being unable to be here today. This will be done briefly, but I know with appreciation for their messages. Senator Carl Hayden, Senator Barry Goldwater, Congressman John Rhodes, all expressed deep regret they could not be here on this occasion. I'd like to read a phrase from a letter from Mr. Walter Bimpson, former member of the Board of Regents, who worked very long and hard and successfully for this project. This is a great occasion for the university, the attainment of a dream that many of us have cherished and worked for years. It is the finest architectural achievement of our state, and I hope will prove to be one of the greatest buildings of its kind in America. While I am disappointed we are unable to be with you today on dedication, I shall be rejoicing with you. And from President Harville of the University of Arizona, I extend my personal congratulations and those of the University of Arizona upon the completion of the Grady Gamage Memorial Auditorium and upon the meaning of this to the state of Arizona. I know that all of my colleagues, faculty, members of the staff, and students want to join in these expressions of congratulations and good wishes upon the successful attainment of a goal which means so much to Arizona State University and to the entire state. Cordially, Richard A. Harville. I also have greetings from President Clark Kerr of the University of California, a message from Thomas Clark Pollock of New York University, who says, "We are, of course, specially interested in this occasion because of our pride in Grady Gamage, who was an alumnus of New York University." From George W. Beadle, the president of the University of Chicago, from Columbia, from President Logan Wilson of the American Council on Education, and many, many other distinguished institutions, all of whom send their greetings and salutations on this occasion. Now, to date, the history of this building has been the history of an idea. Today begins its official life in the history of the institution. By means of the program that follows, each of us present today have the high privilege of listening to some of those participating in the development of this entire great enterprise, both in its an idea and in its fulfillment. Two major participants, of course, are not present to speak. But in this time of joy, I can suggest that the ideas of Frank Lloyd Wright, expressed in durable material, will always be seen and felt here, and that the dream of Grady Gamage, to have such a structure expressive of Mr. Wright's genius, is now reality. As a university, we pledge to both the past and the present that the future will see this great dream extended, and extended again, if possible, towards the always distant view of what may be more true, better, and beautiful. At this time, may I direct your attention to the program of the day and announce that we will now be greeted by our distinguished governor, followed by greetings from the Board of Regents, which will be given by Regent Arthur B. Schellenberg in the unavoidable absence of Regent O.D. Miller. Governor Fannin.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you, President Durham. And Ms. Grady Gamage, and Grady Jr., Ms. Wright, the members of the Board of Regents with us here today, both present and past, our distinguished public officials, all of the many friends of Arizona State University. It is a great privilege for me to have the opportunity to be here with you today. 2 years ago last May, it was my pleasure at that time to participate in the groundbreaking ceremony for this great hall. As we turned the first spadeful of soil on that day, the occasion lifted our eyes to beauty, our hearts to the memory of greatness, and our expectations to the joy of coming events. This cultural center for the entire Southwest unites the genius of an architect who towered over his contemporaries and the name of an educational statesman who served for 34 years as a college president. Nothing else could be more fitting than for this magnificent building to be named in memory of Grady Gamage. He came to this campus in 1933 at the depths of the Depression, and his steady hand guided a small, undernourished teachers' college and developed it into the university, which has been called his monument. Dr. Gamage's last working hours were spent in his office on that December day in 1959 as he talked on the telephone, sharing his ideas and plans for this great auditorium. He had many hopes and dreams for the future of this university, but this hall was what excited him most. This building has already become well known throughout the nation and throughout the world. It will be one of Arizona's greatest tourist attractions. It is said that visitors will most want to see two things when they visit our great state: the Grand Canyon and the Gamage Auditorium. It is a tribute to Grady Gamage and a lasting monument to him and to its great architect, Frank Lloyd Wright, a master who was decades ahead of his time. Mr. Wright was a fortress of artistic integrity and individualism who fought the forces of mediocrity throughout the 70 years of his professional career. When asked what building he considered his greatest, Mr. Wright always answered, "My next one." By that standard, we are in his debt for this, his last great architectural work. The Gamage Auditorium, with its outstretched arms welcoming the people of Arizona to this campus, combines the memory of this man who built Arizona State University and the genius of a master architect. For the people of Arizona, and for the thousands who will come to enjoy this auditorium, I congratulate Mr. Wesley Peters, the Taliesin Associated Architects, and the Robert E. McKee Company for their masterful work. And I congratulate Arizona State University for its great good fortune. Thank you.
Dr. Durham, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, I wish that circumstances had not placed me here before you at this moment. Mr. O.D. Miller, a member of the Board of Regents for the past 6 years, who championed and worked for this building and for its unique architectural design and its acoustical excellence, was to address you at this triumphant moment of the fruition of his labors. Unfortunately, O.D. had a heart attack a little over a week ago, but because of his great interest, it didn't keep him from writing a speech for this occasion. At his request, I have the honor of delivering O.D. Miller's speech exactly as he wrote it. As most of you know, the Board of Regents of Arizona's universities and State College is the official body representing the people of this state in all matters having to do with the providing of public-supported higher education for its citizens. The Board's many duties include the authorization of the construction of necessary and appropriate buildings for campus use. with respect to such capital items when the board has reviewed and considered the periodic recommendations of the heads of the respective institutions. It formulates its own recommendations and incorporates them into the annual budgets which are presented for the consideration of the legislature. Once the necessary funds have been provided for any specific building or buildings from either appropriation or bonds, plans and specifications are completed, bids are invited, contracts awarded, and the construction takes place. Upon a building's completion, a formal ceremony is held, at which time the Board of Regents accepts from the architect and the contractor on behalf of the state. That is the point at which we have now arrived in the case of this Grady Gamage Memorial Auditorium, designed with the characteristic flair by the great late Frank Lloyd Wright, detailed with meticulous care by the Taliesin Associated Architects, working closely with Arizona State University Plant Management, and built with great skill by the R.E. McKee and Company. I would have counted it a great privilege to speak for the Regents at this ceremony today and to bring you greetings from the whole board on this occasion. During my 6 years of membership in this official body, I have rejoiced at the completion of every one of the buildings added to the different campuses. But this particular building has been especially close to my heart throughout its long and intricate planning and construction. The old auditorium, built for Tempe Normal School in 1906, had to suffice for this institution's needs until it went down in dust in 1956. Subsequently, large assemblies and the presentation of important cultural events have had to be held in the ballroom of the Students' Memorial Building with its tiny plain platform for a stage and only folding chairs for seats. The need for a new and adequate auditorium was recognized long ago, but auditorium plans were repeatedly shunted because of this institution's pyramiding registration beginning in the mid-40s, which imposed a more critical need for additional classrooms and dormitories. It is really amazing that, lacking an adequate auditorium facility, it has been possible to maintain anything like a proper level of interest in the cultural program of this institution. It is remarkable that, under the circumstances, ASU has been able to continue booking the type of artists and cultural events which should be provided in a representative college atmosphere. I say should be provided because, in spite of all the very proper emphasis on technologies and sciences in a modern university curriculum, the field of liberal arts still is the vital core of a college or university education. We are bound to recognize the importance of specialized training nowadays if we are to be prepared even to earn a livelihood, to say nothing of equipping ourselves for creative work. But we must recognize also the importance of developing appreciation and expression of the finer things. We have always needed such appreciation and expression in order to realize the greater satisfaction in life. But now it may be added that as our technologies and sciences provide us increasing time for leisure, the cultural arts become even more important, so that we may, through them, experience the most rewarding employment of this newfound leisure. So it is with real gratitude that the Board of Regents, acting on behalf of all of the people of Arizona, now accepts this fine structure from the architects, represented here today by Mrs. Frank Lloyd Wright and Mr. Wesley Peters, and the builders, represented by Mr. Robert E. McKee. We have here a multi-purpose building providing not only the great auditorium and stage with their beautiful appointments and engineered for excellent acoustics, but also five stories of classrooms and rehearsal halls for music and drama. This building and the activities it houses will impress students and visitors alike as an eminently fitting focal point for the campus of Arizona State University and as an appropriate memorial to its namesake, our beloved Dr. Grady Gamage, who led the dreaming and planning for this burgeoning institution for more than 27 years. This completion and acceptance marked for a great many earnest people the culmination of enduring patience, persistent hope, and confident planning. Our reward is an elegant and efficient edifice for education, expression, and edification in the performing arts, second to none anywhere else on earth. Certainly, we can now say it has been well worth waiting for. Dr. Durham, ladies and gentlemen, having completed Regent Miller's excellent and sincere speech, I cannot resist this opportunity to make a few personal comments. William Caudill observed that a campus is more than a collection of buildings, that a university is more than the sum of its parts, and I agree. But there are parts and there are parts. Today, Arizona State University is receiving one of the most important physical parts any university has been blessed with for many years. This, the Grady Gamage Auditorium, with its name, with its functional and aesthetic dignity, will reflect the excitement of learning and the power and joy in the spoken word, music, and the performing arts. The daring, the imagination, the freedom of thought, the new knowledge, and the skills that created this building will all find their way into faculty and student attitudes for decades to come. Arizona State University this day has also acquired something more than an unusually fine new building.